It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm PJ Hansen, your host. We're going to get an update today on local actions of Tuolumne County government. We're joined by the board chair, Anaya Kirk, joining us in studio this morning. Anaya, thank you so much for coming on Motherlode Views.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, BJ and Clark Broadcasting for having me.
Well, it's great to get an update on county government happenings, and you're serving as board chair this year. So first off, what can you tell us just a little bit about the new budget creation and how that's coming along?
Well, so we had a budget update just a few weeks ago, and the projections look good, but I'm always a little cautious about projections. We are looking positive about $5.1 million, but we will have some budget updates here in the very near future. Like I said, projections, they're good, but from my experience being on the board, they always change. They could change drastically. And I do know part of the surplus was ARP monies and basically increase in TOT. And also what a lot of people maybe don't realize is we have quite a few vacancies right now in Tuolumne County as far as positions. So we're also seeing a lot of money saved because we don't have as many positions paid for. So long story short, looking forward to continued conversations to see where those numbers actually finalize and what decisions we'll have to make moving forward after that.
Very good. Well, next thing I want to ask you about is one of the bigger items at the meeting this past week was the Twain Hart apartment project. That decision first went to the Planning Commission, that project, and then to the Board of Supervisors. Can you give us a little bit of a recap of what took place at the meeting?
Yeah, well, prior to the meeting, like you said, it went to the commissioners, and the reason why it went to the board was based on an appeal for the CUP, the conditional use permit. It did not pass the commission's vote. And the reason for that is one commissioner thought that some of the units were too small. One of them is as small as 290 square feet. Some of the more average size ones, I think, around 570 square feet. Another commissioner felt that Tween Hart didn't have enough proper notification for the project. And then one other commissioner really didn't have much of a reason other than voted no. So when it came before the board, we were basically there to review if we thought the project was a good project or not. And we did end up voting yes to approve it. When it comes to the size of the units, it meets all the requirements. They are small. However, I think that's actually perfect for maybe a lot of single people or maybe younger married folks who are looking to get a roof over their head, to get a start in life and maybe save up for a down payment on a home. And then one of the other concerns too was, because of the location, it's right there by the Tween Hart Library. Some folks are really worried that there might be children playing in that parking lot. If they don't have anywhere to play, they'll go outside. And when I looked at the project, if we didn't approve the CUP, they could still build maybe not five or six units, but they could build two units. And those two units would be around 2,000 square feet. So we would actually, by not approving it, we'd actually be allowing two larger units, which would potentially put bigger families there, put more kids in the area. So that was just one thing that also went through my head. But at the end of the day, like I said, we did approve it. And for me, one of the commissioner's concerns was, does the public, were they notified? Do they like it? So I spent some time calling some folks in Tween Hart, and there was about a 60-40, I'd say 60% were against it, 40% were for it. And for various reasons, but at the end of the day, when I looked at the project, I grew up here in District 3. I've been around Tween Hart. It's a vibrant community, but there's still, that Tween Hart Shopping Center, that area where these apartments are going, they've been vacant, BJ, for decades. So I think it's a good thing. I think it will help bring the vibrancy up. And I think when it comes down to basically what Supervisor Half said is we do need more housing, and this fit the criteria. So our board approved it 5-0, and looking forward to seeing how it's going to shape up over there.
As board chair, are you hearing from more constituents about the need for additional housing, whether it be rentals or homes?
I mean, yeah, I've always heard that we need additional housing. We're always going to need additional housing. We live in California. It's insanely expensive to build. Our code is the thickest code in the nation. I just take myself, for example. I just had a baby. I'd love to add on to my house, but it's so freaking expensive with the cost of labor, the cost of lumber, permits. And so you just take that and you spread that across the board. Our county is definitely hurting. So I would say the bigger one of the biggest complaints I'm dealing with, and it's not a board priority this year, maybe it will be next year, but is the short-term rental discussion. We just talked about that at one of our housing policy committees this last week. So that discussion has kind of been floating around for a long time, but something we'll get into later here is, you know, how we're kind of restructuring our governance, how we're doing things inside. And there's a process in order to get something that we want to address as a board. There's a process that we're taking, and we got to stay true to that process so we don't spread ourselves too thin trying to deal with issues and fix problems. So,
well, Supervisor Kirk, next thing I want to ask you about is fire here. We're sitting in the middle of May. We're starting to report on more and more vegetation fires here at the radio station. And I know there was some discussion in regards to fires on forest land at a recent meeting, and you and Supervisor Half also recently sent a letter in regards to that. So what can you tell us about what you're looking at and proposing?
Well, there's a few things. Back in March, I proposed a NACO resolution, which I won't get into too much detail here other than it dealt with wanting to basically have the U.S. Forest Service put out fires immediately on U.S. Forest Service land. Last year, the chief put out a memo saying we're going to aggressively put out every single fire that we can. And so, in a nutshell, my legislative request in NACO was, please, let's make that a permanent policy until we can get our lands managed better. So that's one thing. But the other thing that Supervisor Half and myself supported was H.R. 6903, which is Tom McClintock's House resolution bill. And so that in a nutshell is basically the same thing. It says put the fires out during fire season. We're not going to let them burn for control burn or for kind of like prescribed fire purposes. You know, if there's a lightning strike, we're not going to let it burn and monitor it and see how it goes. It's just we need to put these fires out. Between the droughts, between the mismanaged forests, and between, the climate is hotter, just between all these things combined, we can't afford to here in Tuolumne County, in many parts of the nation, but I'm specifically talking about Tuolumne County, we can't afford to let a fire get out of control. The 108 corridor is one of the only corridors in the state that's left. And we have a lot of investments coming to try and remove biomass. We have natural resources, we have logging operations, we have homes, we have our families. I know if a fire gets going in certain areas up there, you know, if my family members would lose a home. So H.R. 6903 is simply put the fires out. And right now it was referred to the subcommittee on conservation and forestry at the national level. And so it's got to go through the House and then the Senate and then to the president. So we'll see how this administration handles McClintock's bill that he put forward.
So is your hope, obviously, that local counties like Tuolumne, if they send letters, it'll get more recognition and maybe have a better chance in a passing in a Democratic, even though it's a Republican pushing the legislation?
Yeah, you know, and it's sad that we would even say if it's Democratic or Republic, but that's just the world we live in. And politics need to be put aside. It's simple. We need to protect lives and property, and we need to put fires out until. And I do believe the administration has said a few things about trying to ramp up more funding, which they're doing, and also personnel. They need to, raise the wages for those firefighters and U.S. Forest Service personnel so we can get more people in there. But to answer your question, yes, there's a groundswell of support from both aisles, both in California and throughout the United States. That NACO resolution that I presented, although it started here when I brought it to NACO in Washington, D.C., support from many states on both sides of the aisle. So although that may have gotten shot down, the NACO thing, it's the conversation's begun and we're going to keep pushing.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking with the board chair of the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors, Anaya Kirk, getting an update on county government happenings on this weekend show. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Mother Load Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.